That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and my guest tonight is my fabulous and wonderful Frank St. James, and we are here to answer your questions, and I'm sure you have a lot of them this second week of January. We're going into the last 10 days before the inauguration, so that's exciting. And Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're all excited to have you here tonight. Thank you for joining me. If you want to call in to ask a question, the number is 888-627-6008. And, Frank, you do have a caller. His name is Greg. He's from Cleveland, and his birthday is October 9th. Hello, Greg. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you for what you do. I have a question for Frank, and hi Frank, I had a friend that passed New Year's Day, and we buried him Friday, and it seems like he's around a lot. His name is Jack.
Jack?
And I'm just wondering if you can maybe pick him up and if he has just anything to say.
Well, Jack, what the information that I'm starting to get from Jack is he wants to say it's nothing like what you talked about between the two of you. And he says he feels very calm, and he feels he's not feeling any discomfort.
Okay.
And he wants you to know that.
Had he been sick, Greg?
Yes.
Okay, good. So he's saying that he's healed over there. That's good, yeah. Frank.
I know he had a lot of bodily ailments.
Yeah. He says to tell you, I don't feel restricted. I feel a little sad that I couldn't pull it together, but you know I tried. He said he wants you to carry on for him. He said make me proud. He's laughing.
Yeah, and I will. And is there anything maybe for his brothers and sisters?
We can only do one.
Message?
Greg, I want to tell you there's something blue about Greg. Did he like blue or was he wearing blue?
Yeah, he liked the water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he did like to wear a lot of blue.
Yeah, I see that with him. But anyway, yeah. I'm so happy that you called. Let's find out. And thank you for calling. I'm sure we'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay. Thank you very much, Elizabeth and Frank.
He's still got the blue around him, so he feels very calm.
Okay.
Yeah, we made him
come. Okay.
So, Frank, okay, we do have Stephanie, and she's on the phone. Stephanie is from Colorado, I believe, and her birthday is February 15th, 1967. Good evening, Stephanie. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little nervous. I followed you. I heard you on George Norrie's Coast to Coast about what's going to happen. And now Parler is really blowing up, and they're talking that the Pope's been arrested and, you know, all this other stuff. Can you just kind of bring me some comfort about what's going on?
Well, we're about to have a change. I can tell you astrologically that with Uranus coming in to conjunct Mars on January 20th, I do not believe we will have an inauguration that day. So there's some kind of an upset coming that whatever it is, it has to do with laws and, you know, looking around and seeing what they could find, and We'll all know this week, Stephanie. I had said on Coast that 2 days to watch, if you remember, was the 6th of January and the 18th of January. And I had said that they were going to be very turbulent, surprising, and unexpected days. And they can go either way, for positive or for negative. But in my stargazing this week, because I come from astrology, I don't come from detectives and I got Frank the detective. I don't come from politics. I don't. I just come from astrology. And there is going to be a turbulent week this week. Anything can happen. And I don't believe there'll be an inauguration at this point. That's what I'm getting with astrology. I have no other knowledge.
Okay.
And Frank, well, do you feel anything?
I feel that there's a lot of things that are coming out, and it's with both parties, but it's been the negative side that is affecting the people that have been going after the president from the beginning. I want to tell you, I'm an independent, so I kind of weigh both. I listen to both people talking, both parties and everything, but I find if you're negative too long, that you're actually destroying any kind of project that you had going out, or, you know, and it's not going to be successful. It's where they're in the quagmire already. So I go along with Elizabeth. There's going to be it's not cohesive by any stretch of the imagination right now.
And Stephanie, about the Pope, I think what has happened is there could be some electronic shenanigans going on in Rome that affected us somehow. I don't understand. That's kind of what I heard. So we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out.
Will we be safe? I mean, that's what my concern is, because I'm very stressed about all of it.
Oh, honey, you just have to meditate and go into prayer. You are shrouded by God. The whole country is. For the most part, we should all be safe unless we go out and do crazy things like break into Capitol buildings and stuff. We should be fine. Stay in. Stay quiet. Read things that will calm you, Stephanie. Take some deep breaths and picture March 4th. March 4th is the next date that I'm seeing as an important date.
Well, that's my birthday.
Oh, there you go, Frank. And whatever happens, Stephanie, on March 4th.
That's very important. Are you kidding?
Will be for the good of all.
Stephanie, you're in the numerology. You're in the sixth year. That's a good year. It's a good Earth year to put things together. Do you like detective stories and things like that?
Yes, I do. I'm very fascinated with why people do some of the crazy stuff they do.
All right. Well, it's a good time for you to go into problems, work problems through, do some detective work with your problem, any kind of a problem. Do some research and see because the more positive, the more information you get, the less you feel as a victim. And you're not a victim. You're going to come through this with flying colors.
And Stephanie, I have a wonderful affirmation for you. I am safe. Okay. It's only change. Say that back to me.
I am safe. It's only change.
Say it one more time.
I am safe. It's only change.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for pulling that back out and listening, Stephanie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, Frank, it sounds like this is going to be an electric week. And I think it is, according to the astrology. I do have Elizabeth from Indiana calling, and her birthday is October 29th, 1967. So she's a Scorpio. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hello, Elizabeth. I'm doing fine.
And what is your question tonight for Frank?
My question is there a shift coming anywhere in my life? This year, especially either in love or going back to work.
Frank?
That you're looking to get back to work? Was that the question?
She wants to know what shift, is there a shift coming? Either love or going back to work. I think going back to work is important.
I think going back to work, I feel with you, is the first thing.
Okay.
And once you feel more confident that you're earning money again, that around July, I feel you're making a definite contact with a person who's been going, pretty much a lot of us have been going through the same thing, you know. But I feel very positive. I feel this person has a good-sized dog. It doesn't look like a German Shepherd, but it's a good-sized dog. And is there a possibility that you live near, I don't know if you have a house or apartments or how the community is, but I just feel that you're meeting the person like that. It's not something that's that you can call up or talk about anymore. It's just one of those things where you meet somebody and you start talking to each other. It's just a normal thing. It'll take around 6 to 8 months with just getting at ease again and getting to that relationship mode. But I feel very positive, and I get a D sound out of his name, like Daniel.
Maybe Doug.
I feel that very positive, but it's got to go on a certain way. So right now, where you're worrying about the job situation, once that's put into play and you start feeling it a little more at ease, that's when you meet each other.
And your best month is the end of March through April. They're going to be very good for you. So keep up the positive thinking. Visualize and already thank Spirit for the wonderful job that has been given to you. You have a wonderful job. You have a fabulous salary, and you're doing what you love. That's what you need to say all the time. Thank you, Spirit, for my wonderful job, my great salary, and I love what I do. Okay?
Got it.
Great. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. Let's everybody find out what's going on. It's going to be a wild week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce. This is Stargazing, week of January 11th through January 17th, 2021. Everyone wants to be a winner this week, even if it means stepping on the toes of everyone around you. Mercury has been active these past few days, and that continues early this week. He aligns with the big planet Jupiter on Monday, so it's a great time to share your higher goals or present big projects. However, don't make these ideas too radical, because Mercury also challenges eccentric revolutionary Uranus on Tuesday. So be progressive, but don't get too far out there. The new moon is on Tuesday, January 12th at 24 degrees Capricorn. It's an interesting new moon because it's aligned with Let Go and Let God Pluto, who is also in the old school conservative sign of Capricorn. Wednesday brings in slightly bullying energy trailing the Capricorn new moon, which brushes up against a domineering, extremely driven Pluto. This is the perfect time to make an action plan for the upcoming year, plotting out the perfect roadmap for increased success and social standing. However, you may need to play down and dirty to make your goals come true. Everyone will be elbowing their way through to carve out an advantage for themselves. This week also sees a clash between the innovative visionary and the established status quo. So we're actually having a tug of war between the old way and the new way. Mercury, Saturn, and Jupiter are squaring off in Aquarius against Mars and Uranus in bossy Taurus, and this is an epic showdown. The shrewd, calculating, energetic force of the upstart renegade could cause traditional authority figures to lose their cool and make mistakes, thereby losing the upper hand. This energy can take place in government, the public realm, as well as in private quarters. Expect fights as people stand up to local tyrants, as well as public skirmishes, protests, or even street fighting and destruction of community property. The secret in getting through all these challenges is to keep your head low, keep your cool, and use your wits to outsmart your opponent. At the same time, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury have all moved into progressive Aquarius. Think back to your life in 1991 to 1993, when conservative Saturn was last in Aquarius, and in 2009, when expansive Jupiter was in Aquarius, to get some hints about how your life is shifting and what's going on around you. The Sabian symbol for 24 degrees Capricorn is a woman entering a convent. This means that it's time to make a total commitment to a transcendental goal. Worldly Capricorn could bring these goals down to earth and work in the mundane world. Esoteric Capricorn initiates a new order in tapping into the altruistic higher energies. Assertive Mars is moving towards an exact alignment with revolutionary Uranus in the coming days, which will be just in time for the USA Inauguration Day, which can bring forth fresh new ideas or disruptive revolutionary trying to bring down the system. It's one or the other. Let's hope that the good guys win. Mars, the warrior planet, conjuncts Uranus, the radical planet, and this energy compounded by the Taurus moon that will be mimicking Mars this week can be sudden, shocking, and volatile. It also brings out the truth. While Uranus is seen as the stable energy, it also has a radical edge to it. Taurus has had its fair share of authoritarian tyrants and controlling cult leaders whose promise of paradise requires raising it all to the ground and starting over from year one. Think of Adolf Hitler and Jim Jones. Aquarius, however, will fight for freedom for the little guy, along with Jupiter, the planet that exalts blind, frightening actions that encourage violence in the name of a deeply held ideal, fueling anti-abortionists and white supremacists that together make a common cause. So they think. The forces of awakened righteousness could bash against the perceived fascism threats of the coming powers that be. We'll see how it all plays out during the week before January 20th, and we can expect to see clashes, riots, and more street violence, unfortunately. As both sides are extremists in their own way, it may be difficult to determine which side truly represents the side of goodness and light. The sun aligns with Pluto exactly on Thursday morning to help you stand in your power and take steps to transform your personal life. On Saturday, the moon moves into psychic Pisces for meditation, music, fantasy, romance, or a good movie. And it's time for the meditation after the week. All these energies are pretty harsh. And it would be good for you to meditate a lot during the week so that you can get through them easily. A punch-drunk energy returns to sobriety on Saturday night when the sun conjuncts Sirius and rational Saturn. On Sunday, Jupiter in Aquarius makes a challenging square aspect to Uranus and Taurus. Big, innovative ideas and altruistic concepts are challenged to create innovative ways to work in the mundane world. You know, it's time for fresh ideas, but how can you get them to work in the world we're living in now? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to book a reading or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. Tonight is a call-in show. My guest is Frank St. James, and the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. So, Frank, we're talking about 2021 and the world changes and new adjustments in the coming months. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we know we're in immense changes. Nothing's ever going to be the same. Mm-hmm. And I find some people that I've been talking to, and I even heard people on the news, a lot of people are changing careers at this point.
And moving, too.
Yeah, and definitely there's a big movement. The worst places are in such a turmoil. Sections, you know, of New York and of course, I live
Austin.
In New Jersey. And
Austin. I left Austin, and it's a mess, too.
And things are just going changes, and a lot of politicians are put on the carpet now because of the epidemic. I mean, beside the turmoil with the political thing that we've had this problem with the virus that's affecting the whole world.
And the nervousness about not getting vaccinated is also a problem. But, you know, on my website, I do have the healing and meditation for the virus that I worked at with Richard Shulman. And I do have my spray. My spray is wonderful. Instead of running around with all your Lysol, you should try my natural spray. So that's worked well. And I think that, don't you think with Saturn moving into Aquarius, that things will get a little lighter? And if so, when, Frank?
I'd say around, I know you're saying March, but I'm saying around the end of March, I feel that pretty much everything that was starting to surface is going to surface by then. And we're a good country. We'll pull it together.
Yeah, we are a good country.
I feel very positive about that.
I do, too. And I feel like it might be about 2 years before we can really get everything back into balance again. But we are strong. We're Americans. We're good people. And we have our faith. And I do think that it will come back into balance again.
Mm. And I say, God forbid, any country that thinks they're going to invade us now, that we're vulnerable, look out. I remember a comedian saying, don't go back, don't go attack Texas because even dogs have guns.
I think that's true. I've got a few friends in Texas, and one of them is going to make sure that I know how to handle a gun if I need to. I've never had a gun. I've never shot a gun. Well, yeah, I have, because I used to go skeet shooting, but I don't know much about them. Yeah, you were a detective, so you must.
Oh, yes. I had. I was a private detective. I used to hunt when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I'm very good on certain weapons, but I'm not even thinking that way. I'm thinking more of calming people down and thinking.
Yeah, that's what they need. And giving them something to look at inside themselves, Frank. Instead of being so afraid of the outer world, let's go into the inner world. I also think that the atmosphere is different and lighter, and that as crazy as it may get this week, it might be a good week to put into place some of the things that you want to accomplish this year. And like the girl that called and wanted some work, maybe this is the week she ought to send out her resume, because it's a very good week for those kinds of things.
Well, like I said, she likes detective stories. Mm-hmm. And so now let's use some of that knowledge that we picked up. You never know who, what, when, where, and how, and use it. Take a problem and get creative. And that's really the bottom line.
Yeah, find your creativity, sure.
Of how far you've come in this world. Too.
It's good. Well, we'll see how far we've come. My goodness, it's time for our break. And we're going to hear a wonderful song by William Vitalis. I picked it. It's called Water. And it's a song that truly will bring the world together, if you can understand it. Please listen to it. It's very special. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space
of stagnant energy. And you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Water. It's known by many names. The Moslem call it Jal. The Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing soothes the pain like water. Dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world. If I could wash away the words. If I could wash away. Same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God. Oh. by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, it's known by many, many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. But to our hearts it's all the same. In all the world, nothing else can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Can fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. We all drink from the same.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitalis with Water. Such a beautiful song. I have my guest, Frank St. James, tonight, and this is a call-in show. We're answering people's questions about their uncomfortableness right now during the month of January and a little bit about what they'd like to know about 2021. The number to call is 888-627-6008. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
We have Jerry from New Hampshire calling, and he's July 30th. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Whereabouts in New Hampshire are you?
In Henniker, the only Henniker on earth.
I know, because I'm about 8 miles away from you. I'm in Warner.
I noticed that when I was looking at your website on there.
Yeah,
I used to live over in Sutton.
Oh, my great-grandmother lived in Sutton.
That's
so here we
town.
Are. I'm in the house my grandfather built. I love it.
Yeah, it's got some history out that way. I was just looking at one of the other papers.
It does. So what did you want to ask Frank, Jerry?
Well, I just a general reading of which direction I'm going to be headed. I mean, I've had a terrible time in the last year. I just
What's
lost
your
my job.
Profession?
I was a metal worker, laborer, mechanic,
mm-hmm.
construction field.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Frank?
Well, Jeremy, you're in the seventh year of a 9-year cycle. You're in a very good year to connect with. And particularly your occupation, I don't know. I feel real good around it. What about construction up there? There's got to be something going on, because I used to live in New Hampshire myself, too. Manchester and Weir's
Manchester.
Beach. But
my issue big time is with my health. I mean, that's the
your health?
There's plenty of work. I just can't do it.
Oh.
What's going on with your health?
Well, it's just deteriorating terrible in my back. You know, I'm just depressed and anxiety. I'm on all kinds of medications that I think are killing me. And
mm-hmm.
I just
they
got
are.
Off the opioids, and, you know, and I'm trying to do some other stuff besides the opioids. And I'm snapping at everybody. I don't see anybody. It's just
you need to get quiet and meditate, Jerry. Maybe you need to work with me a little bit. You need to get quiet and meditate. You need to just calm down that inside. And I think what's happening with you is that you're bringing up things from the past that you regret, and you're going over it, and it's troubling you. What do you think, Frank? Are you in harmony with me here?
Well, I feel a lot of anxiety. The only way to get through it, I've been going, I was a hypnotherapist for over 30 years, and I'm actually doing what I was preaching, more or less. And I had to calm down myself
yes.
because I just went through a heart getting a a heart operation, and I'm feeling much better. And I had a valve replaced, and so, and my wife's been going through things. I don't know anybody that isn't going through something, but the best thing I can tell you, yeah, the best thing I can tell you is there a possibility that some of this medication that you're taking, you can start to kind of get off of?
Wean yourself down.
Absolutely. I'm weaning myself down. I mean, I don't agree with it at all.
Right.
What would happen if you didn't take it? Just asking. I know you have to have your doctor.
I've been flipping out, and I just quit my job last week because I can't handle people. I don't like people. I live out in the woods. I live on a pond. I got plenty of meditation, and the worst thing somebody can do is tell me to relax. I wish I could.
Uh-huh. All right. You've got to read.
I go at 110%, and I can't.
Well, Jerry, you need to find a focus. Go ahead, Frank.
Jerry, you've got to get on. Let me tell you something. You've got to replace the things in your body right now. Like, you need a multivitamin. You need potassium. You need a vitamin B12. There are certain things that will start to regenerate and make you feel better.
And sometimes the medication counteracts that. So maybe if you got on some vitamin therapy, it would be better for you, Jerry.
Yeah, I've been trying all kinds of different multivitamins. And
But the
I think the chiropractor really messed me up. And
It's going to get better.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, well, I do think that you need somebody to work with. You need to find somebody to work with, a body worker or something.
When you don't have, I'm losing my home. I've been here for 12 years. All of a sudden, my buddy says that they're going to sell out because the market's good, you know, and it's just craziness all the way around. I'm losing everything.
It will be okay. I know that that sounds flippant, and I don't mean it to.
Seems like I've been saying that my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just having hard times now. I lost my mother and I lost my boy, and the anniversary just came up, and it's oh boy.
That's hard. Frank, have you got anything to say more to say to Jerry?
Well, when you reach bottom, which I've had quite a few times, it's been a challenge. I had to learn what made my I did through meditation. I started up and I started studying different things, color therapy, different things. It may not sound like a cure, but it is. The meditation through different. You want to call the program when the program's over. Give a call and. Let's see if we can work something out for you.
Why don't you give out your number, Frank?
My number is 862-684-1904. 862-684-1904. I mean, it's not a... We look for kind of simple solutions to at least get... You're ignited into a progressive way of solving problems. So, and replenishing your body because like you said, you're taking so much medicine.
And you got to get the patience. You got to work on that patience, Jerry. Anyway, thank you for calling. Let's find out. And we'll work with you offline. Thank you a lot for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Frank, we do have Jenny. She's here. She's calling from Los Angeles. Her birthday is, I think, January 17th. That's coming up, 1943. So are you there, Jenny?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Frank.
And where are you in Los Angeles? You're in L.A.?
I'm in Los Angeles, no, in Chino Hills.
Okay.
Kind
good.
Of nearby Diamond Bar or Arcadia.
Well,
not very popular.
I know,
popular.
I know Pasadena familiar. And I know Thousand Oaks and I know Anaheim.
Okay.
Long Beach.
Okay, I'm close to Anaheim. There you go. I'm close to Anaheim off the 57 freeway.
Okay. So what did you want to ask, all right. Frank?
All right. I spoke to the both of you about a year ago, and you gave me advice that I was finally going to have to get an attorney. I belong to a nonprofit, and there's been 10 of us trying to get the crooked board to pay back money, and they just won't budge. So we did get an attorney, and she sent them a cease and desist letter because they keep trying to throw us out of the club. Mm-hmm. But she'll be sending the demand letter any day now. And in the demand letter, it's going to demand that the president, treasurer, and four others resign. Do you think the president and at least the treasurer will resign?
Do you think they should? I don't see why they would have to just because somebody demands it.
Well, because they're the ones that wrote the checks that shouldn't have been written to benefit members, which is against IRS code.
In well, then they need to they need to be presented with legal papers as well as resign. There needs to be more than just a letter. There needs to be something legal, a legal process. If they wrote checks that they weren't supposed to, there has to be a legal process. And and that's going to take a while, but I do feel that there will be action. That's what I can say, Jenny. What do you think, Frank?
Well, we were discussing before that we're in the fifth year.
Yeah.
America's in the fifth year. It's called the year of change. So there's going to be a lot of, if you go after it properly, that this should work out for you on a legal. Now, I'm not too much on the legal stuff, but I'm just going overall. But,
well, I know a little bit about legal, and I'm going to tell you, Jenny, that you don't want the entire board to be crucified. You just want the people responsible.
Right.
So the rest of the people on the board have to talk to the people responsible and make them take responsibility. And the rest of the people on the board should ask these two people to resign before the letter comes.
Correct. And Elizabeth, you're absolutely right. The demand letter has no enforcement. And the attorney said if they resign, if they don't pay the money back as you're asking, then we will have to go to court. And there is the enforcement.
And that's what you tell them when the rest of the board should talk with them and say, we don't want to get nasty. We don't want to take you to court, but you have to make amends. And if you don't, you will force our hand. We do have the power. We do have the means and you will have to pay it back. So we'd like you to pay it back amicably.
So you don't think the demand letter will motivate them to resign?
No. They'll laugh at it.
Okay, yeah, but they usually do. They've laughed at our face.
You
many
need,
times.
Well, they do because they're getting away with it legally and you haven't taken any steps. How long has this been going on?
Oh, over a year, year and a half.
You can't let this go on a year and a half and not give them papers from the rest of the board. You need to
always
ask.
Demanded the. I know. The board, the ones on the board.
You need to act with legalities. Of course, you need
right.
to act with legalities. And I'm sorry that
you're
there are people this way. That's the way it is. But to wait a year and a half is not good either. So you're going to have get to that statute of limitations, and they're going to walk away with it. You know, it's funny about people that know about money. They play the game, and they're very good at it. And unless you stand up to them right away, they're going to get away with it. And they can stay there as long as they want, and they can steal more. Because you won't act. So it's a test. Excuse me. It's a test.
It was hard to act because there were other members of the club that didn't want to pursue it. They
too
just
bad.
Want everything to be peaceful. And that's why we said, too bad. It's not your money. It's a nonprofit's
money. The love, peace, and harmony can come after we get all of the swamp out of the lake. Right, Frank?
Yeah. It's too bad that a lot of people like to stick their head in the sand like an ostrich, and they know there's problems, but they don't want to bother with it. And it's not going away.
Even in a small club.
Well, and what they'll do is they'll laugh at you, and they'll do it again. So I think you should talk to the board, and I think you should have a meeting with them. And good luck to you. We do have other calls coming in. Good luck, Jenny.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Bye.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. So, Frank, we do have another call. We have Anna from Los Angeles. Maybe she's a neighbor. She's July 7th. Anna, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. What's your question for Frank?
Well, I was just curious as to if you guys see me probably meeting someone this year, because I did finally let go of somebody that was in my life that needed to get out, and I've finally been away from that person as of July.
What's your meditation practice? Have you cleaned out inside of yourself? Because I'm feeling that there's still some kind of connection to this guy that you let go of in July. And you have to let go of that connection and finish cleaning it out.
Well, maybe because there's stuff that is in my house that still belongs to him that I need to get
rid
of.
Take it out immediately. Put it in the garage.
Okay.
Tell him if he doesn't come in a week, you're throwing it out.
Okay.
Immediately. Frank, what have you got for her, Anna?
I think that's rougher, getting rid of that such personal stuff that it is in the storage. You know, I've had stuff in storage for so long, I'm finally starting to get rid of it, but it is an attachment somehow. And the more you get yourself free of that energy, the better you are. And do a meditation. Picture the person that you'd like, somebody, and their personality.
Yeah, visualize somebody new, Anna. There you go.
Yeah. And that's the only way you're going to be able to do it. And make sure they have a medical a clearance on them too.
But no, you have to get that stuff. Yeah. It's not, nothing's going to work until you get that stuff out. You have to get it out, and then you have to kind of do a cleansing, and you'll be all right. It was a long time you were with him, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it takes time to heal. In fact, I went to Texas for a year to heal, and then I came up to New Hampshire. I wound up buying my parents' house, which is really nice.
What's that song? I'm going to get that man out of my hair.
Oh, that's from South Pacific. I'm going to wash that man out of my hair. We need the song, Doug.
I don't see you having a problem. I just see you getting rid of that negative energy. Get it out of there. Start picturing the type of person that you'd like to come into your life.
Write down seven things.
We keep talking about meditation, but that's the truth. That's the only way you're going to do it.
Here's a little exercise for you. Write down seven things you want in a man. I want a steady, stable man, an educated man, somebody who makes a good living, that type of thing. Write down seven things.
Okay.
Read them every night. The last thing you do before you go to sleep, put the list under your pillow. And do that for one week. And what you're doing is you're creating a magnetic attraction. Right, Frank? You're creating a magnetic attraction, and you're ready to have a relationship with honesty, trust, and caring. Honesty, trust, and caring. Write down what you like. Let us know. Keep in touch.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a good one, you too.
Thank you. Let's find out.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
So, Frank, do you have anything to tell the world as we go into this crazy week? This week will be the strangest week of the year.
I say my own little mantra. I'm always calm. Calm. Composed. I'm always, I keep saying that to myself, and it helps me clear, listen to what's going on, and don't take anybody's sides right now, because there's too many changes. Some people that have been advocating going after this one, going after that one physically and stuff like that.
Can't have any arguments or any, I want to wish anybody harm. If you want to be in the fifth dimension, and we are coming into the fifth dimension, it all has to be smooth, and it all has to be neutral. And this is going to be a difficult week all over the world. It's the astrology. It's crazy. I had said January would be the most turbulent month of 2021, and I know that I'm right. So whatever else is coming, it's easy after this month, right, Frank?
It's even easier after this week.
That's true. That's true. Well, we're at the end of the show, Frank, and I always love it when you're on. You've been wonderful, and I do want to say to people that we are going to do the meditation, and it's time to get ready. I have another song by William Vitalis, and the meditation is the meditation for strength and healing. And then we're going to hear the musical version of We Are the World. We are the world, we are the children. And then we're going to go to the stars with Johnny Serrer. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. And this is Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James saying good night to you.
I have desire to go where springs not fail, to fields where falls no sharp and sided hail, and
this is a call for meditation of strength. It's time to take a positive role regarding the American elections. I would like to ask each of you to send a calming influence to the human consciousness. We cannot afford despair or loss of hope to take root. My concern is not Trump or Biden, but the millions of people who, like us, want to see a better future. This meditation can take any form, but it needs to be directed at the human consciousness, at bringing up the vibration from the third dimension reality into the fifth dimension reality. Direct your light to the human consciousness of all people of the earth and the theme of being calm and believing that good will triumph over evil. There's no attacking anyone, nor sending direct support to anyone. To this end, the world is in hope
that you can take part of a meditation that will strengthen you and have you support what is happening. This is a meditation to strengthen human consciousness. We are counter-reacting negative forces who are trying to debase and disconnect the human form and its belief systems, founded on the principle that truth is right and lies are wrong. Let's take a few minutes to undertake what would be a meditation to support the universe with this valuable action. We'll be supporting humanity at this time with lots of love, lots of light, and lots of strength. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your human family all around you. Do not see bodies or faces or expressions, but instead feel each member of the earth plane as a ball of energy. Or you may try to decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you, for every person on this planet is a part of your extended family. Allow your inner wisdom to tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies and even bring in all the people who are close to you. Once you have this image in place, allow the energies of your primary close people to come forth, to be seen as the focus of this group. Your friends, your loved ones, are a part of this group of humanity that we are praying for, to uplift the consciousness to a higher level of love, kindness, patience, and understanding. See the spheres of light all around you, going out as far as you can go. This energy can take any shape, any color, but notice how it makes you feel. Watch the energy you have conjured up in your mind. See where it is and how it affects your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel sensations in your chest area? You could find that you have noticeable and strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Whatever it is that your body responds to, not only is this the place where you are most likely to crumble when confronted, but this is the place that holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head, the sixth chakra, that feels cramped or conflicted, then this is the energy that's blocking you to see. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's your heart that reacts to this energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded, it may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way. If the energy affects your stomach, you struggle with your ego, personality issues, clashes, and you do not enjoy the fight that you have going on within you. If it's your lower back or your genital area, your second chakra or your root chakra is blocked. But we do not necessarily mean anything sexual here, because sexual energy is your vital life force. It's an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, that drive is being challenged. See how you respond to any of these ways
and where there is peace or expansion in your body. As you respond to the energy that's happening around you today, there is no great mystery, for you know that there is a peace, a respect, and an ease with this dynamic. We are going through a transformation of human consciousness. We are ascending from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's complicated, it can be difficult, but the end result is worth this healing and frequency. Go deeper into this meditation now. See where you feel trapped or bound. Is it related to your self-expression or who you feel you have permission to be with when you are with them? Do you feel that people are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic block, stay with it. Focus on the block. Feel it within you. Hate, resentment, judgment. Put the light on those emotions and try to melt them. See the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block that you feel to burst and to dissolve and expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not impossible. If you have difficulty with it, acknowledge the frustration and then let it dissipate. But keep going. If it's too burning for you or for your body, give yourself some rest time and return back to this meditation when you can. You will find that the more you do this meditation, the more quickly any feelings of constriction, judgment, hate, or evil will diminish. This is your country. This is your space. You have a right to any and all of your beliefs. No one should ever stop you from having a love or a belief. Allow the frequency of the higher dimension to come in for you. Allow yourself to go into the unknown. See all blocks, hesitation, and fear leaving you. Put a light on it and pray for the consciousness to be raised, the collective consciousness we're praying for, and pray for calmness and always believe that good will triumph over evil. Direct this energy to the human consciousness that is beyond form and know that this is God's plan and all will work out as it should for the best for humanity and its growth. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with the frequency and healing of a higher dimension so that you can stay protected against any and all forces that are trying to move you to a place of anger, hate, and confrontation. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to stay in the higher dimensions. I am a child of God. I am protected. I support the human consciousness. I send light and strength to human consciousness and to the expansion of the higher energies. Take a deep breath. From dust,
This is the meditation for strength for the human consciousness. We are counteracting negative forces who are trying to disable and disconnect humanity from its belief systems. All is well in my world. Then thank yourself and your inner light for expanding and allowing you to empty yourself of any and all negative forces. All is well in my world. Thank you.